Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
I'd like to thank Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. Head to factormeals.com/skim50 and use the code SKIM50 to get 50% off. Okay, it's lame. I don't have anything else right now. I was telling Kim before the show, hi, this is Scott, and there's Kim, and this is Skim. Hi.
Hi, this is Kim.
The music I had
to use... Wow, it really throws you completely off for... And I'm Kim.
Well, this bit here, I can't do that anymore.
I know.
Because YouTube got weird and they said, hey, that's a thing that somehow matters.
Three notes in, are they going to get you for that?
I don't know. It felt like fair use, but what do I know about fair use anymore? But as a result, we can't use it. And because we can't use it, this is temporary.
And I'm Kim.
It does sound like the news, like old school.
It sounds like Timmy's walking through the forest with a stick in his hand and his dog at his side.
Yep. That sounds all right.
They're going to go find, he's going to fall down the well.
Yeah. Timmy. Because his name is Timmy. Oh my gosh. You're losing it. Kim is going to physical therapy today.
Yes. Are you excited? To see someone about my shoulder. Something's very wrong.
Yeah.
And it's been hurting for a very long time.
Kids, let's talk about this for a second. So when you're, you know what? You don't need this pink sign on. Sorry, that thing's staring you in the face.
It made me look cooler.
It was giving you a pink hue. And you're already pink.
Isn't that a good thing?
Well, you already got like a pink sweatshirt on or whatever.
A healthy pink hue.
So the whole thing started one day. Kim wakes up in the morning and just stretching.
I just stretched and went, ow. And it just kept getting worse after that.
Yeah. We talked about it, but it's been a month since about that happened, or a little longer.
And it's gotten worse in a weird way. It was started between my shoulder blades, and it's now my entire scapula, my shoulder blade.
Yeah.
And it's moved up my shoulder, my neck, the top of my arm. Like, it's just stupid.
It's not great.
I'm going to go see what therapy does for me.
Physical therapy. Lady or dude? Do we know?
It's a dude.
Honey, careful now. You never know.
Wow.
You don't know what dudes are going to do. I'm just saying.
I'll take this with me.
Kim found my very dangerous keychain. She's going to take it with her. It's Illidan Stormrage's glaive. Anyway, well, that'll be fun, and we'll report back on how things went. It has been a very, very busy month. A lot going on.
Oh, my goodness.
And your back has hurt the whole time, which is not fun.
Stress is playing a part.
Oh, guaranteed. I think it's most of it, if I'm honest.
I think that maybe I need to see a different kind of therapist after this.
Here's what'll happen. He'll have a bunch of great exercises and stretches that hurt like crazy at first.
And thank you to everyone who did send a bunch of exercises. I've tried them all. Some helped more than others, but none of them fixed the problem.
None of them solved it. So we're going to see what this person says, this man that will grubbing you in his hands. It's all right. We're all comfortable in our relationship here. It's fine. I'm not saying that doesn't mean what it sounds like. I'm saying I know Kim can just, I can have a female doctor. She could say turn and cough and you wouldn't worry.
Nope.
That's not going to turn into some kind of weird, you know.
Why did your brain go there?
Because my brain goes places. I can't help it. It goes where it wants to go. Okay. I can only follow it. Surgeries. We had a baby turn a month old.
Well,
not our baby, but Nick's
grandbaby turn a month old already. Yeah.
Ramona is 30 days on now.
Yep.
And doing
yesterday
great.
Yesterday was a month.
Healthy as a little pig and poo.
Oh, she's so cute.
Yeah. And the other two have been getting various sicknesses and fevers and things that Dan goodness. Brings home from school. Because that place is a petri dish.
Well, it's preschool. Yep. It happens every time.
Yeah. Here's the best part, though. So he's over his thing. Phoebe's got an ear infection. How do we know that? Because this one-year-old literally can point to her ear and say, ear hurts.
It hurts.
Ear hurts.
And then she's like, oh, does your ear hurt? And she goes, poor Phoebe.
Poor Phoebe, she says to herself. The doctor's always like, what? Like, she telling you what's wrong?
Well, she went into the doctor's office and said, I think she has an ear infection. And they're like, oh, is she pulling on, like she has a fever, but is she pulling on her ear? And Taylor's like, no, she said her ear hurts. And they went, you're going to take the word of an 18-month-old that, yeah. not even 18 months, that her ear hurt, like she has an ear infection because she's telling you? And she's like, yes, she can tell me.
Yeah, like literally in English, she can tell me.
She's like, ear hurt.
Yeah. And the doctor's like,
I know. They were like,
Lisan al Ghaib, she says. The promised one has come. Sorry, all I think about is Dune.
I know this.
Anyway, so yeah, she's already doing better. She's got the antibiotics and they're taking care of their business there, doing what they
do. Day and a half in, she was just a different kid. She was so happy.
Yeah. Here's the best part though. Van stays at our house the other night because it's been a while and also he was feeling better and Tay needed some room.
She was just like, to take care poor of Van has not got enough attention. The baby's been sick. He's, you know, five and all kinds of energy.
Yeah. So we let him stay over.
So he stays over.
Here's the best part. He sleeps all night, no problem. Always sleeps. Oh, does a little talking at around 2:30 or 3.
Yeah.
You hear a little like out there going.
Talking in sleep.
There's a chicken flying over the thing. It makes no sense, right? And then he's asleep again. And then he wakes up. And this time, he went to bed fully clothed.
For the first time ever, he wakes up and he comes in there to go to the bathroom.
Buck naked.
And just goes,
on.
I said, did you get undressed in the night? And he goes, he stretches real big and goes, ugh, I was just bored. And I'm like, okay, let's go get dressed.
You can use that excuse when you're five. If you use that excuse when you're in your like 30s, you're in trouble.
Yeah, so. You walk into the bank.
Yeah.
I was just bored.
I was just bored. So he's standing there, doodle out, all just like chilling. And
that kid is so funny.
He's a hoot. He's a really sweet too. He's so kind.
He's just like, good morning.
When you would like go, oh, my shoulder or whatever. He would always go, can I get a towel? Can I do a thing?
You okay?
Yeah, you okay? Super cute. Anyway, so that was fun.
Funny kid.
Also, we got a little sun here lately. It's also snowing again and then maybe more sun. It's supposed to warm up. It doesn't really know what it wants. This is always March, though.
I mean, this is March. Spring in Utah.
Yeah, March is unwieldy. You know,
we'll
that whole
60 degrees and then 2 days later it's snowing. And you get a foot of snow in the yard, and then it'll all melt by the evening, rain on it, and then the next day it's 50.
Yeah. And that old phrase, what's the old saying old people say?
April showers bring May flowers?
No.
Which one?
March comes in like a lion, leaves like a lamb. You ever heard that?
Okay.
I heard that all the time growing up.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That was your grandma saying?
Probably. She had hard candy. She'd sit down.
See, I didn't grow up here, so by March, you're like gardens in Mississippi.
We have listeners. Who was I talking to? Oh, Chuck and Amy are talking about how it's 80 in Atlanta today.
Oh, my gosh. Sounds lovely.
Yeah, it was probably a humid 80.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Not by their standards. I'm sure it's not as humid as they're used to. So to them, this is beautiful and wonderful. But for me, 80 and humid sounds like 98 and sticky.
Sticky.
Yeah, nobody wants to be 98 and sticky. Just asking a very old person. Anyway, and we also saw Dune since we last spoke.
We did.
Dune Part 2. And I loved it so much.
That he can't stop talking about it?
It's all I want to think about and talk about and draw and discuss and read more.
Until Furiosa gets here.
Yeah, we got him like 2 months until that happens.
His bookmark.
Yeah, you know what? Clearly there's a connection here. There's deserts.
Yeah.
In everything
love
I love.
Deserts.
I'm a desert rat.
I love dry, hot desert.
I love it, dude.
And so watching that.
Yeah. Because we had lunch yesterday with a good pal, listener, Ducey and his family. Shout out to them. They were very nice. And we got to have lunch with them. And while they were here, passing through, I guess her parents live here. And anyway, what was my point? Oh, we were talking about, because they're in Gilbert, Arizona. Things get pretty hot in Arizona where they are. And they were like, oh, I don't like the super high heat. Now, if I'd lived in it, I'd probably say differently, right? But because I occasionally get to experience it, like when we go to Vegas this year, I'm going to love that heat. I love dry.
As soon as we get to Mesquite, you get out of the car to get some gas and you're like, oh my gosh, it's so warm. And even, you love it.
Even in the dead summer, like, you know, August when it's 110 on the strip in Vegas, I love that feeling. I don't know what it is.
I've been on the strip when it's like 117 and your shoes, I was in flip-flops and they kind of stick to the sidewalk. Like they're melting. Yeah. To the sidewalk.
Not for the usual reasons your shoes stick to the ground in Vegas.
It's not fun.
No, it's not
fun. But it is nice to sit by a pool when it's that hot.
Yeah, I agree.
I would want that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that sounds nice, right? How's your shoulder now?
Not good.
Terrible? Is it this seat? Is it because you have to lean into the mic? What is it I'm doing? Am I doing this to you?
No.
I'm not the whole problem, I'm telling you guys right now.
It's like my shoulder blade is on fire.
Yeah.
Or I'm being stabbed.
And again, ibuprofen barely does anything, right?
Yeah.
It's not one of those things. It's not inflammation. It's like a cord.
I feel like I have a pinched nerve somewhere going on.
So you got a nerve in there that's just going, all right,
and
I'm stuck.
And when I sit in certain positions, like this chair, I don't know why.
Why is this chair so bad?
I don't know. It's like my seat in my car does the same thing where I'm always like putting my arm behind the next seat.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm very surprised because I paid a good $42 for that chair.
For that lovely maroon office chair
on Amazon. I assembled it myself, so you're in the best quality chair you could be in.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take a quick moment here and talk about our friends at Factor. Let me tell you something about Factor. Kim's been so busy and not around, I can't always rely on her awesome leftovers. Okay.
There's always leftovers,
but sometimes I, you know, if they're gone or it's, you know, one of them, Kim thinks chicken goes bad sooner than it does. So that stuff gets thrown away and there's nothing for me left.
Kim's not going to food poison anyone ever.
Kim refuses to ever go down in history as someone who food poisoned someone. And I appreciate that. But good news, when she's not around and there's no food to eat, I like Factor. Factor's awesome. And I want to thank Factor, America's number one ready to eat meal delivery service. They're less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved and nutritious and delicious. Head to factormeals.com/skim50 and use the code skim50 to get 50% off. Look, my schedule is kind of flexible. I work for myself and I work at home, but it doesn't matter. There's still times where I'm like, oh, I didn't eat today, or that was too inconvenient, or I don't want to go do that. I can't take an hour and a half to go wait in line or whatever the thing is. So here's what's great. I eat better and easier with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, ready to go in 2 minutes. That's my favorite part. I poke a bunch of holes, boop, stick in the microwave. 2 minutes later, bing, I'm eating. Also, you have over 35 options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day. Oh, they sent those energy things. Those are good. Anyway, 2 minute meals. Can you beat that? You can't. Fuel up fast. Get your lunch, be done, move on, get work done. That's how I like to do things. But also, there's a ton of options for the whole day. Breakfast, midday bites, more pancakes, even smoothies. Smoothies are really good.
Yeah, the smoothies are really good.
Yep. No prep, no mess, no nothing. It's fantastic. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. Head to factormeals.com/skim50. Use the code skim50 to get 50% off. That's code skim50 at factormeals.com/skim50 to get 50% off. All right. We got some correspondence to rip through.
All right.
Let's start with this one. This is a text. Hey, Scott and Kim. We are John and Asha from Louisiana.
Sweet.
You're part of the country. I mean, whatever. This is your part of the country.
I'm still claiming it.
You can't. Well,
you're up there.
I mean, it's fine. It is what it is. They're only 50. They're 50th in many things, and that's frustrating. Anyway, whatever. Not Louisiana. We're talking about Mississippi. Anyway, you guys are usually 49th. We sent a message earlier on when we first started living together, and now we own a home. Boy, how time flies. But here's the question. We have a trip to Vegas planned to see a K-pop concert in mid-March, and we are curious if there is a cool single or couple stuff that you would recommend to do while you're out there. Thanks and love the show. Now, here's the problem. They sent this email between shows. So I missed it, and I think they've already gone. However, there's nothing wrong with some retrospective good time recommendations.
I feel really bad. I didn't know about it. Not my fault.
She would have answered prior because she's on to. It. I'm because
I love Vegas, and there's a lot of really fun things to do.
We love Vegas for about 3 days. Okay? This is an important aspect of Vegas. You don't want to be... Well, and there are plenty of people that live in Vegas, but they don't live on the Strip. Like, if you're going to go hang out on the Strip, about 3 days is my...
It's a lot. It is just a lot going on.
It's overwhelming.
Mid-March. It is mid-March now. They could be there right now.
They could be there right this second. So go to Momofuku.
Really good ramen.
Oh, the best ramen you'll ever have. And also, I think you have to call ahead, though. It's hard to get in.
I did make reservations. You don't have to. Okay. But it's better if you do, unless it's midweek.
What else do we like?
We like the Underground. That is a secret bar under the Mob Museum.
The Mob Museum
is
awesome.
Very, very cool.
Food's good, even if you don't drink, you can eat there.
Secret Pizza, we go every time, and that's in the Cosmopolitan.
Third floor Cosmo. It's no longer a secret.
There's no sign.
It's a hole in the wall. Yeah, you just go in there. And it's the best New York style pizza you'll have outside of New York. It's so good.
Yeah. Donut Bar, love that place.
Donut Bar's good.
Container Park has really good food, really good shopping. Sometimes there's live music. You just have to know when it is. They have a stage and everything there.
Yeah, we even did it for Vegas back in 2019. What else? We like Fremont's fun just to be there.
Fremont is fun.
If you want to look at old school Vegas, as far as on the other side of the strip, as far as like casinos to hang out in and do stuff in, there's tons of shopping and stuff inside of Caesars. I really like Caesars. Mm-hmm. It's just clean and always feels new. And
the Aria is 100% smoke-free, which is really kind of nice. If you're
smells like
vanilla. They sell the vanilla and like stuff to take home with you.
They pipe it through the air ducts. That's great.
Let me think. Gosh, we haven't been since last year, so I'm like...
You went 3 times last year. I went twice last year. Mm-hmm. And both times, well, the one with the kids was just kids stuff. So we mostly focused on M&M store and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that was fun.
But then the Vegas one, or obviously TMS, were busy doing the things that are in that. So we didn't really get to adventure much. Although when you went with your
kids... When I went with kids, Carter and her friends, that was a lot of fun. That's when we went to Momofuku the first time. I took them to the Underground. We went to Container Park. We did all the stuff because a lot of these girls hadn't been to a lot of these places.
Yeah. Vegas at all for a couple of them.
Yeah. So it was fun to, you know, they're all old enough to get in and everywhere. And oh my gosh, Secret Pizza.
I wish I had. Hungry now. If Mitzula was here, if Chris Mitten was here, he would have all the suggestions
you
need.
He would have so many suggestions for you.
So even if you don't use Twitter or X, a good follow is Mitzula. Just like it sounds. Mm-hmm. At Mitzula over there, he has got the best Vegas recommendations you could ever ask for.
He lives in Vegas. He lives there. And he's a foodie.
And he's eaten everywhere that's good. He knows everything that's fast, slow, perfect, not great, that people think might be great. Like, he knows everything.
And I have a list of Vegas restaurants that we haven't been to yet, but we're going to try this next time we go.
Yeah.
There's always new places popping up. There are pop-ups for different foods and stuff. Just have to look it up. You're going to have fun.
Yeah, it'll be great. What time's your appointment, by the way? I just want to make sure I don't screw this up.
12:15.
So if you leave at 12.
I'm good.
You're good. Okay. We'll have plenty of time. Here's another one from Amber Dew, who says, hey, Scott, have been leading the Alliance side WoW AIE Guild for a few years. I was aware of this. I find at times when I think of the spirit of the guild, especially when trying to manage difficult people, I think, quote, what would Scott think? And then I realize it's just as much, quote, what would Kim think?
All right.
Not that she plays WoW, but she's a solid egg. She's a good role model. Can you tell her that? Thanks for all you do, Amber.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. She thinks of you when she's trying to manage difficult situations with the guild.
That's very nice. That's quite a compliment.
How you feel about you feel good about that?
I do.
All right.
That's very nice.
It is very nice. Thanks, Amber. That was really sweet. We also got a recipe from a listener. This is an email, skimshow@gmail.com. This is from Alan. Hello, Scott and Kim. First off, love the show. You two are great together, and it's nice to see you actually still like each other. We're just faking it. We just hate each other's freaking guts. No, that's not true. Oh, yeah, she got the weapon. I got to be careful. If she's got... She's got Illidan's glaive. I'm dead. Anyway, I says, I know you're always on the hunt for new recipes, so I figured I'd share a favorite of mine. It's spicy peanut butter goodness. I've adjusted the original because the original doesn't make enough sauce. Hope you enjoy. So here's what it is. You want to hear about this?
Yes. I'm trying to think. Spicy peanut butter. Like, is this hot, like a, hot honey peanut butter, or is this like, a, like Cajun peanut butter? It's like a
pasta sort of dish.
Okay.
So 1 pound penne pasta.
Okay.
I use mini penne, he says. Mini penne. Sounds like money penny.
Money penny.
Yeah. Mini penny, please bring James Bond to me. 3 bones chicken breasts, skinned or chopped, and chopped rather. 1.5 tablespoon cornstarch. I'll rip through some of these. Some garlic is in this thing. I'm going to post this up on the Discord so you guys can see it. We have a new whole food section now.
Very cool. I love it.
Put all food things, all food related stuff in there.
Yep.
Anyway, boil the pasta according to the package directions. Drain, cook. You do, let's see, a skillet. You get a small ball, a bowl. Dissolve cornstarch in 2 tablespoons of milk. I'll go on here.
So
let's
you're
see.
A little sauce. Okay.
Toss with the pasta. So you get chicken, chives, cilantro, plus this mix. This sounds amazing. You know what I really like? Any kind of pasta with peanuts in it.
Yeah.
Ooh. Why is that so good?
Because you like Thai food.
Yeah, but why do I like that?
The peanut butter? I think a peanut butter is just like memories as a kid, and then you're making an adult dish out of it.
Oh, it sounds good. Like right now, it sounds good.
Yeah.
What are we eating today?
I don't know.
You're going. An appointment. You got physical therapy. I'm eating Factor. So I'll be eating Factor, and I don't mind.
Meal in the
I don't
fridge.
Mind. I got a 4-bean chili or 5-bean chili or something to eat from Factor, and I'm very excited about it. Here's a quick one. This is a text we got from Jason. It says, Scott and Kim, this is Jason. My marriage sucks. Any tips? That make you so
that's
sad
really
to read?
That's really short. I don't know what to say to that.
I know. I feel bad. He sent it. By the way, I got this at 2:30 in the morning, and you never really say what you want to say at 2:30 in the morning. So it's possible he was in a bad place. And
yeah.
And we don't have any information. It just says, my marriage sucks. Does it mean, what does that mean? I don't know what that means. That could mean anything. So we're not going to be able to give good information here, except to say, I feel bad that he feels that way. But,
yeah. It's a hard one. Like, because you have to both be on the same page to make it not suck, which means they're going to need to talk.
Yeah, and whatever the suck is, because we don't know here.
Yeah.
I can tell you that, okay, here's some advice. Knowing so little that we know about Jason in a situation, I don't even know if his real name's Jason. He's just signed it
okay.
this way.
Okay.
If you guys are, whatever rocky shores you're on, the main thing is what Kim said. The main thing is you just need to
talk and find out if it's mutual. You need to talk and find out if it's worth saving.
Yeah. Well, she go, oh my gosh, you think our marriage sucks? What if she's
then she
taken
may
off
be
guard?
Ready to, you know, fix that.
We just don't have enough info.
Yeah.
But I wanted to read your thing because I don't
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too. I hope it gets better. All right. Because marriage shouldn't suck. I know sometimes they do. I know sometimes it's inevitable. Some people just can't make it work. Some people have their kids and then they go, you know what? That's what we live together for. Let's get to work. Like there's tons of
some
things.
Some people go
no judgment.
The full 30 years, raise their kids and then go, I don't know you anymore.
Yeah.
There's lots of people we've come across that feel that way.
We know many people like that.
Mm-hmm.
We just got lucky or something happened there. I don't know what happened.
We're
there.
Still talking.
What do you think happened? You think that's
we're
it?
We're still talking. We're still figuring it out. And you can only figure it out together if you're talking.
I irritate you more than you irritate me. Right?
You still make me laugh every day, though.
Yeah, but wouldn't you agree?
No, I don't know. Do I irritate you?
You don't irritate me at all. I'm saying I irritate
think I
you.
I do sometimes. But we talk about it.
Yeah, we
and
talk
I think
it through.
That's what it comes down to is whether or not you're willing to figure out if you're willing to make it work. And if you're not, then you need to move on because you need to be happy in your life somewhere.
Somehow, somewhere. Even if it means you guys aren't together, if that's ultimately it. But mm-hmm. I think you both talking about it will help you arrive to whatever the situation is.
Mm-hmm.
Here is one from SP. Says, hi, SP here from Spain. Was wondering if Scott and Kim would ever like to come to Spain. Any interest?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would love to see Spain.
Spain sounds great. That's where the rain falls mainly on the plains or whatever. Spanish
ladies. I do want to go to Spain. That is one on my bucket list.
Yeah, I want to hear someone who lives there say Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Because it sounds so wrong when we do it. But that's how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
At least in the Spain dialect, the Spanish mm-hmm. version of Spain Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Spain Spanish. the original source of the Spanish language, yes. Spain, before y'all came over here on boats and, like, you know, made South America basically bend to your will. It's old history. It's wow. fine. It's old.
Too soon.
Yeah, way too soon. 400 years, dude. 500 years is not enough time. Anyway, yeah, I think Spain yes. sounds awesome. I've always wanted to see what we would call Barcelona. I wouldn't mind seeing, what's the, Madrid? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of art I want to see there. And
of very old art.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The people are wonderful. Who knows? You might run into Antonio Banderas.
Is that what you want to do?
Desperado style. He'll pull a gun out of a guitar case and chase you. I don't know what he does. I don't know how he deals with visitors. Here's another one. This is another text. Dear Scott and Kim, love the show. I have a kitchen question. Uh-oh.
Absolutely.
This is for you.
Bring it.
I have what I would consider a very tiny kitchen. And I hear Kim say once or twice on the show she wishes she had more room in her kitchen to cook more stuff for more people. True. Thinking about expanding into a room on the other side. Is this crazy? Have you guys considered ways of doing this? Says, oh, we didn't get a name. It says the anonymous person who asked about the kitchen. So we've thought about, I mean, we've talked a bunch about, like, expanding. You wish you had the big space. And
the only way to expand our kitchen is to use our, there's that.
Yeah.
And to we would lose our dining room.
Yeah.
Which is attached to the kitchen.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the only space we don't have, like, a kitchen nook and a dining room and a kitchen. We just have the kitchen, and it's kind of attached to where the kitchen table is.
Right.
But if we lost that, I'm not sure where we'd eat.
Yeah.
We'd have all the food. We wouldn't have anywhere to sit and eat.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think that I've tried really hard to keep the kitchen countertops less busy, but that's really hard to do because I have a lot of things I use daily.
Yeah, and right now they're TMS Vegas things for the swag bags all over the kitchen.
All over the dining room.
Well, the dining room space, yeah. But so it looks
poor dogs
like
they're just looking at boxes.
We look like we got a hoarding problem or something. We really do, but we don't. All these are going to ticket holders and stuff.
I realize someone's usually got it way better. Like, I have some family that has these big, amazing, beautiful kitchens and they don't cook.
They don't cook in them.
And then my kitchen is fine. Because there are people that have a much smaller kitchen, much less space, not as nice of a space. And I'm like, you know what? I realize I can make this work.
You also have a very cozy space where people feel comfortable. It's warm. It feels like, it's like you, I don't know. We were talking about this yesterday. There's a feeling that Kim's really good at this, where there's just, it's very welcoming and comfortable, and you don't go in there going,
in my house where people go, should I sit in here? Is this...
You can sit anywhere you want.
But it's, I do try to make it very comfortable, and even my kitchen, everyone sits at the bar while I'm cooking.
Yeah. This has always been true, by the way, for our whole marriage. So,
thank you.
Yeah, it's, and you know...
So it is hard when you feel like you don't have enough space to cook, but when I watch some of these shows... I really like my cooking shows, and I see people in third world countries cooking on an open fire in the back patio,
like on with their Better big, Feed Phil.
Yeah, well, yeah. Not usually on that one, but
this recent season of Better Feed Phil or Somebody Feed Phil is very good.
Yes,
yeah.
But I see that and think, okay, I'm fine. I've got plenty of space, and I've got all the things I need, and I don't have to go shopping every single day at a market for my food.
Yeah,
I have a refrigerator and a freezer outside, and all the things that I need. So. I got to quit complaining. So
the Wraith says live cooking show. When, I mean, we did Geek Food for a little while, but it was kind of a pain. Things have changed though. That was back when you had to hold the whole setup. It wasn't the same.
Like the setup was harder then. There's a lot more accessibility to, you know, cameras and using your phone for the camera and stuff. Yeah. So we should start up again.
It'd be fun.
I cook almost every day.
Yeah. And you watch, you would like Instagram reels about food and stuff.
Yeah.
We should do more of those. Why don't we do that?
All right. Yeah. You say that. But I can't do that by myself.
Time shall we do it? Yeah. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Thank you for that. And we'll let you know what we end up doing. And we're curious what you do. If you guys break through a wall and do stuff, share photos. I'd love to see it. We got an update on why this guy last time said I was so grumpy. Do you remember that?
Why did he say you were so grumpy?
He just said I was grumpy on the show or something.
Why does he think you were grumpy?
And you haven't changed a bit or you still seem young. Remember this? It was the whole thing. It was either an email or another call. I don't remember.
I remember.
But he wrote back in and had something to say as a reply. So here.
Hey, Scott. This is Keg Tapper. I'm calling for the Skim Show. I wasn't really coming after you so much. Just saying that you're getting older and you just sometimes you get a little curmudgeon-y. That's all.
Curmudgeon-y.
It happens with age. You just seem to be entering curmudgeonness a little sooner than others. Anyway, love the show. Have a great day.
What examples of my, where am I curmudgeonery?
You're curmudgeonery.
Would you say that I'm poking microphones without meaning to? Would you say that I'm curmudgeonery? No. You don't think?
I don't know what he's directing that.
I don't know
like
either.
Where directly he's
I have got, okay.
Curmudgeonly.
Here's definitely something that's changed for me.
Okay.
And it mostly happened a little bit, but I'd say 2018 or so is where it started for me, but it really happened in earnest in the pandemic, where I stopped giving a crap what people think.
So you're just being more honest is what you're saying?
Not just more honest, just less, it's not an honesty thing. It's just.
I feel like that is exactly what it is.
Because
when
so?
You become, you stop giving a crap about things going on, that's just being honest.
Well, that, but what I mean is if somebody said to me,
when did you become so curmudgeonly?
If somebody said to me, your hair looks stupid, I may go, yeah, it totally does. Or
where you used to be like
whatever.
Offended.
Or I'll be like, oh, I think about it. What's wrong with my hair? Why would that guy say that?
But
I don't
you
care
do,
about that stuff
you
anymore.
You say that, but then sometimes you'll bring it up later when it's just you and I. You're
well, it's because
like,
I'm fat now.
Do I? You are not.
Look
oh
at this.
Gosh.
I shaved my beard. I look like a thumb with extra thumb. I hate it.
Stop it.
But this is
you
a
do not.
I do. I have body dysmorphia, you guys.
You do.
I've always had it.
You do.
When I was a kid, I had it because I thought I was too skinny. Now I think I'm too fat. It's always been there, though. It's never. I do not see in the mirror what anyone else sees. Not that you're all seeing a svelte, ripped badass. I'm just saying I don't see the normal human being you all see. I see like, ugh, what is that? That guy. Rah. Like
I think everybody goes through that. But is that what's making you curmudgeonly?
I don't think so. I think what makes me, I don't think I'm being curmudgeonly. I just don't have a lot of patience for the stuff that I used to like try to engage with.
Oh, okay.
So like if somebody would get online and say, Scott, we really need to have a serious political discussion about it. I used
You'd
to
like,
take them at their word and go, oh, okay, well then.
Let's have a serious
discussion.
Let's
do that. And then let's see if we can come to some sort of whatever. And now I'm like,
no,
people
thank
don't
you.
Change. If you come at me with your, you know, I hate the word agenda. It gets used too much. But if somebody comes at me with a bunch of preconceived notions and they're set in their way, I'm not wasting my time with
well,
it.
Well, because you're not going to change anybody.
So if it's that's true. curmudgeonly, then I'm curmudgeonly. Call me Carrie
like
Von
the, I
Curmudgeon.
I like this word.
I'm going to change
used.
My name, but curmudgeonness, the junior. I don't know yet.
Now you sound like an old man. I'm changing my name.
I'm going to change the whole way I think. Get off my lawn. Well, anyway, that's that one. Thank you for that. And I appreciate it. By the way, people in the chat, you've all been saying some things and I've been missing them. So sorry. Somebody asked about, let's see. 9 of 12 says every year we get older, the fewer F's we have to give.
Exactly.
It's a gift. She
Absolutely.
Says, I agree with that.
Absolutely.
Somebody said I stopped giving a crap what other people think when I was in my 20s. Good for you, yeah. I-Cor. Maybe that's why I like I-Cor because he just exudes chill.
Yeah.
Totally. Every time I see him, I just want to spend more time with I-Cor. This is a weird thing, and I don't want to freak him out or anything, but like in Vegas, or I saw him in Vegas last mm-hmm. year. My one feeling leaving the event, I had a bunch of great times, really good stuff, but I had this feeling that I didn't get to spend enough time with him. I got a feeling I didn't get enough time with Bronco, Jeff Sire. Mm-hmm. I know I didn't. He won't be there this year because his son's having a baby during the exact
wow.
time. Yeah, so they're not going to be there this year, which is a bummer. But I-Cor will be there, and I look forward to it because I'm going to try to spend more time with I-Cor and not have him feel weird about that because I don't want him to feel
now.
Weird. He just seems like he just,
He's
I don't
just
know.
Chill.
His whole aura works for me. Where are we now? Let's move on to, I was going to check real quick and to see if, because we have the text line up and sure enough, people are saying things. Let's see who we got
Oh,
here.
Fun.
Let me see if I can find it. Here we go. Here's one. We're counting down the wedding tomorrow evening, dude, getting ready to drive Sarah to her parents and spend the night so I won't see her in the morning. So do you know who this is? Yes, it's JK Grammer. Now, here's what's funny about this. Yesterday, I was putting together some stuff. Oh, I'm not supposed to talk about it.
Nope.
Never mind. I just think I'm excited for you guys. Anyway, Sarah's name came up and Sarah noticed her.
Kim noticed.
Kim. Sorry.
She's like.
Kim noticed that her last name, Sarah's last name, is Connor.
And I went,
and I knew her last name was Connor. And Kim, and not Tomb Raider, Terminator.
I said Terminator.
Oh, I said Tomb Raider. So Kim goes, you mean like, is she like the Terminator? Mom? The mom in Terminator? And I went, oh my gosh, you're right. She had her. She should keep, what we're saying is she should keep her maiden name because that's badass. Sarah Connor. That's awesome. Anyway, congratulations to both of you. That's awesome.
Congrats. This is so exciting.
The wedding is creeping up.
And we get to see them in Vegas.
Here's one from Rebel Scum. Says, want to buy a Skim and Monday Show crossover event with special guest cameos from Taylor and Nick. The episode can be titled Look at Our Johnsons.
I love it.
What do you think of that?
Check out our Johnsons.
I think that could be fun.
That could be really fun. We should invite them.
This one says, stop deflecting and embrace the curmudgeon.
All right. Okay.
Talking to you or me?
I don't feel that curmudgeonly.
You want to embrace me?
I'd like to embrace my curmudgeon.
Harold says, hell
my
yeah.
My curmudgeonly Johnson.
Yeah, your curmudgeonly Johnson needs a little tender care. Hell yeah, another Skim, says Harold.
Awesome.
That's cool. He also says there is a big difference between being curmudgeonly and not giving an F. Yeah,
this
I agree.
This is true.
I agree. I don't think I'm grumpy. Am I?
Yeah.
I'm usually pretty positive and jokey.
He wasn't going after you. He was just saying compared to me.
I have fun.
And that's fine.
I'm a fun fella, you know? Ain't nobody talk like that. All right. That's going to do it for today's show. Oh, quick foodie for the week. Here, we're going to have this to do from now on.
Uh-oh. Almost washed your food down.
Kim did freeze drying.
I did. I tried freeze drying.
Yeah, we
I
got
borrowed
tray
a freeze dryer because I don't have one.
From her brother, right?
Yep. Yeah. And he happily loaned it to me. And I did
happily.
Some.
Why happily? Was he just
he
like
was just happy
get rid
to,
of the seven
to
thing?
Loan it to
oh,
me?
Oh, okay. All right. Just because
they've done a lot of cool stuff with it, and when they moved more recently, they were like, "Oh, we're not going to set it up for a little while because it's just a lot going on with moving into a new house and stuff." So I borrowed it and made some. What did I do?
Bunch of veggies.
It was just veggies,
carrots, celery.
Sugar snap peas and peppers.
The sugar snap peas were amazing. What's weird is, though, that it worked. They were all crispy and done. Or whatever.
Yeah, and then it rained here, which means
and then it rained. We got humid. Yeah. We didn't let them in the rain, but the humidity from the rain and the snow ended up getting in the air, obviously, because that's humidity. And all of them are a little soggy now.
Well, I learned that what I need to do is put them in containers right away so that they stay dry.
I see.
Oxygen pack. I didn't do that, so I'm going to use those and make some like vegetable broth out of it and stuff. But I'm learning as I go.
I finally have a use for all of the psyllium husk or psyllium husk, silica gel.
Silica gel.
That's an old man thing. Taking that psyllium husk. The silica gel I get with like electronics and stuff. I got a pack with this Sony thing I just got.
No, I've got
make
food
sure you have
grade.
It.
I've got food grade.
Once. Oh, are they different?
Yeah, I'm going to assume so.
You don't want to food poison anyone.
Exactly.
Well, we found
the right thing.
We found out because Kim looks on Pinterest and Reels and everything. We found some dude who was making full trays of like a chili or a stew.
Yes.
And then you freeze dry that whole thing into a giant brick, basically. Break it up into chunks, put it in the freezer.
No, put it in little...
or just bags.
Yeah.
25 bags. Years or something, mm-hmm, you said it'll preserve. Little vacuum sealed bags.
A little bit of water and it reconstitutes.
So
it.
Imagine going on a camp out. You got what looks like peanut brittle in a bag, right? Just a slab. You put it in the thing, add a little water, bam, you've got... It's
really
like
really good food.
Yeah, it's like MREs,
got.
But good.
Yeah. You're making your own MREs.
What's MRE stand for? Made... No. MRE. Meal ready...
Something.
Everyone.
Meals ready, everyone.
Meals ready, comma, everyone. I can't remember. Someone in the chat will say... MRE, right? MRE? Meal ready to eat.
Meal ready to
they
eat.
Don't do, okay. They don't do the two in there.
Ah.
Yeah. Anyway. Glad this went there. That's it for that. And we'll let you know more about what Kim makes in there. I want some meats
in
there.
Yeah, we're going to try some meat. We're going to try some fruits.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
It has this compressor that heats up to about 14 billion degrees. Yeah, it's really hot. And don't touch
it. That is the dryer. That's how it pulls all the moisture out.
And Kim refuses to run it overnight because she's afraid that it's going to burn the house down.
I'm a stressor at night.
Yeah.
Well, I would get up in the middle of the night and go check on it all the time.
Yeah, and we can't have that. No, that's not conducive to sleep.
I know people do it, run it for a year straight, and it's not a problem.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
What are you going to do? Malvin in the chat says that he ate a bunch of MREs in the Army.
Oh, I bet.
Which is what I think of when I hear MRE.
But imagine my jambalaya in an MRE.
What is an MRI? Oh, no, MRI is the body scan.
It's imaging, yes.
Magnetic resonance imaging.
Yes.
Meals ready to eat. MR2 was that cool Toyota we had for a while. Anyway, that's going to do it for the show, everybody. We hope you enjoyed it. We know we did.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for sending in your text, emails, and voicemails.
Yeah, keep that stuff coming if you don't mind. 801-471-0462. Voicemails, texts are both accepted there. If you'd rather email us, you can do that at skimshow@gmail.com. It's your interaction and feedback that make the show possible, so please keep it coming. And if you'd like to throw us an extra buck a month, you can do that at patreon.com/frogpants. That is going to do it for today.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening. I'm going to play a song I'm allowed to still play. And we'll see you next time.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Get more at frogpants.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.